Public schools, especially in Philadelphia, have been known to be underfunded to the extent that students have taken to the street. Students are angry that federal and state aid aren't being allocated equally with inner-city areas. And logic would dictate that there can't be expensive things at inner-city schools, but at a club not funded by a school is an activity which costs several thousand dollars a year.
The club is run mostly by students, by me, no shame, and we meet two times a week now. During build season, we meet five times a week? Yeah. We meet five times a week during build season, but the club is focused around a competition where we have to build robots that compete against other robots from other high schools.
What are those competitions like?
They're a lot of fun. It's a huge event. Lots of spectators come out, lots of supporters, family members, sponsors, lots of volunteers. Basically, it's a giant arena with one huge playing field where the robots compete, and in another giant area, all of the teams prepare their robots to compete. It's exciting and it's a lot of fun.
Besides being such a great experience, robotics trains a variety of skills in engineering, mathematics, business planning, and leadership. It gives a level of education that is looked for at a variety of colleges and scholarship programs for thousands of dollars towards people involved in these clubs. But how can an inner-city school afford such options? What has your team done to have these opportunities?
Well, first, the organization that runs this competition that we compete in is very well known, and so we have sponsors from Boeing that finance most of the expensive registration costs. In terms of time, we have a couple of students that are willing to dedicate just enough time to make the team run smoothly. Yeah, we've got mentors from Drexel and from Temple and from Penn who help us on the weekend meetings and the long late hours to make sure that we get everything done. Basically, it's a lot of volunteer work from people who care about what they're doing.
The fact that an inner-city school is able to compete in an event which requires incredible funding should speak to how inner-city education can succeed even without federal aid. Private sponsorship and fundraising are a way to help struggling groups, as long as they know how to apply and present their case eloquently. However, that's where the current discrepancy of money is in the city. It doesn't matter how many opportunities schools have if they don't know about them and can't capitalize on them. In order to create a more fair school system, students and administrators have to be willing to put in extra time. Dedication, education, and preparation are what separates inner city schools, and unless state government changes their priorities, those are what need to be changed.